I'll start in the late 1970s, when we started really regulating mining seriously in Pennsylvania. In the late 70s, you know, every mine has a lot of sulfur-bearing rock in it. And everybody knew that some mines made acid water, some made alkaline water. There were a lot of theories why some did, why some didn't. Nobody really knew for sure. A lot of different things were checked, but over the course of about a decade, or a decade and a half, we pretty much figured it out. And the reason is some mines have calcium carbonate or limestone in the same rock. Now, it may not be in large quantities that you'd identify as limestone, but there's calcium carbonate in the rock. So we figured out by the mid-80s that if there's enough calcium carbonate in the rock, it's not going to produce acid drainage, it's going to produce alkaline drainage. So then we started experimenting with the mines that didn't have enough naturally occurring calcium carbonate, add some limestone to it so it wouldn't produce acid drainage. And their initial attempts, there were quite a few failures because the application rates were too low. So, but by the mid-80s, we started getting pretty good at it. By the mid-90s, we pretty much had it nailed, so very, very few mines produced acid drainage anymore as long as they put in enough alkaline rock. And that's the way we ran the mining program, hundreds of mine sites for, you know, over my, the span of my career. Then, in the early 2000s, there was the great big acid rock drainage episode on Interstate 99 near State College in my backyard. And that was probably the most severe acid mine drainage I've ever seen. A million cubic yards of rock, very, very acidic rock. And so we said, let's try this technique on I-99. We did this on I-99 and actually did it at a much lower rate than's being proposed here. And it worked. It worked great. Another project comes up, Route 522, another bypass, big road construction project, cuts into the Marcellus Shale, very high sulfur contents, up to 17% compared to 0.5% here. Again, the same technique, worked beautifully. And we've used this on surface mines that I've personally signed the permits for, you know, over 100 of them, and it's worked great. And so that's the approach here, is that if you get enough alkaline material mixed in with sulfur-bearing rock, if you put enough in, that's correct, then it will produce acid, or it will produce alkaline drainage. And, you know, the gentleman asked a question about, you know, it does produce drainage. It's going to produce some kind of water. The question is it going to produce alkaline water or acidic water? When pyrite oxidizes in the presence of calcium carbonate, it produces produces an iron hydroxide, which stays in the rock, or I mean in the fill material, and then it produces bicarbonate ions, which are alkalinity, in the drainage that neutralize any acid that we've produced. And that's basically the approach that PennDOT's proposing here. It's what, you know, we've developed over the years as the appropriate way to deal with it. The encapsulation is, you know, if you minimize the amount of water, it's that much less water to produce, so it's some kind of a best management practice. But the primary focus is to make sure the drainage is alkaline.